fourth parak of Tamura, third Mishnah. Mafrish Moisach Chatosah, the Ovdav Hifrish Moisach Hem Tachtein. The person set aside money for his Chatos. He got lost and he was Mafrish, set aside other money in exchange of them. Lo Yispik Likach Bem Chatos. He didn't yet buy a Chatos with the second money. He said, Imsa Moisach Yishoynes. Then eventually fit the first money. So now he has two sets of money that was set aside for his Chatos. Yob Meil Meil Chatos, from the full amount of both of them together should bring a Chatos. But he's going to have leftover money because he has really money for two chatois. Shayipul Nadova. The rest will be go to Nadova. We learned in the previous mission that if he already brought a goblin before he found the second money, then the money has to be destroyed. He didn't bring the goblin yet. So he should use them, and the rest will be used for oilless tzibur. Mafrish moiz lechatos v'yovdu. Mafrish chatos tachteim. He was mafrish money for his chatos and they got lost. And now he was not only mafrish money, but he was mafrish actual chatos. But his big lakiva shenimso moiz. He didn't bring it as a korban until he found the moiz. So he doesn't have the option of buying a chatos. Chatos is already bought. But here, hari chatos baal zmum. Chatos was a baal mum, so really he can't use his chatos. Therefore, timokat should sell it. And now from the money that he has, he's back to a situation of double the money he needs. From the sum total of the money, he should buy a chatos. Like we saw in the previous case, that when you have money for two chatos, you buy chatos with one, and the rest you give as a korban nedavah. A person was mafrish money for his chatos and got lost, and so here is mafrish chatos. And he got lost, and he found money. He separated new money for chatos. His belichah b'mem kat chatos hachinims is chatos. The rei balas mum. He didn't find the chatos. He didn't buy chatos with the new money till he found the original chatos. And it's a bal mum. Yeah, so it has to be that it's a baal mum, because over here we're talking about a case where he has one animal and one set of money, and if the animal would not be baal mum, the din would be to be makir of that one, and then the rest of the money have to get rid of. But over here, since anyway that the one that the chatos that he has is a baal mum, so timocha v'yoyobi me'el be'el chatos, the same thing here. He'll sell it. Now his money with the value of two chatos, so he'll buy one chatos, the shayikul nedavah. The rest will go for this korban nedavah, the oilus nedavah. And mafrish chatos, the ovda, the hifrish acheres tachter. This mafrish chatos, it got lost, and it was mafrish another one underneath it. Lo hispik lakiva ad shenimse zarisha hoino. Did not have time to be makavit till he found the first one. Now what happens? He has two chatos in front of him. They're both balei mumim. So once again, they're both balei mumim. Imochu, sell both of them. Yomel eil chatos. Buy chatos for the money of both of them. Same thing. As long as he ends up, whatever reason it is, to have the money of two chatos, he buys one chatos and the rest of the money goes to this koven nedavah. Mavrich chatos v'yodim v'shachas tachter. He was mafish, his chatos got lost, and he was mafish as a replacement. Now it's a problem. They both can be brought as a korban. What does he do? Rebbe's opinion is that even though he found the second one before his makriv, he found the first one before his makriv, the second one, but since Lamaisi was makriv, one of them, the other one has a dinner mace, which is a chiddush, because till now we said that the tomus is only if he found it after he was makriv. Like we discussed before, chatos mace is only if it was found after he was niskaper with the second one. Same thing with the money, will not be destroyed and go into the salty waters of the ocean till. Unless it was found after he already was in his kapel with the second chatos.